Welcome to Wolf Den's Saturday Set, where we are all in on the glorious Goodwood. Not the Goodwood in the UK, the Goodwood at Morpheville King Zone.
Yes, Richie boy.
The culmination of a great three Saturdays of racing all comes to a crescendo on Saturday with an excellent running of the Goodwood. And, mate, you were hard at work yesterday. You were pretty excited about the Goodwood.
I'm fired up for the Goodwood in 2024. Ooh. Very, very fired up.
Well, why don't we just move straight into it? It's obviously a feature race. Mm. What are you thinking and seeing in the Goodwood?
Let's start at the top. Amelia's Jewel has a bullet rating of 69.
Mm-hmm.
Then we're going to Benedetta 54. Then we're going to the Perth Galloper Oscar on 61.
Yep.
Then we're getting the meat. This is where I start getting excited. I Am Me, 96, and Johnny Rocker on 83. Both of those two horses are back. So let's talk about I Am Me first. Barrier one.
Mm.
She always sits first, second, third, or fourth. I think she's won about six out of eight races when she sat first or second.
Mm-hmm.
I would be pushing forward from barrier one. I would consider leading,
mm-hmm.
and I would consider going harder. There's not a lot of early pace in this race, and the main chances are very evenly matched.
Okay.
Johnny Rocker's got the best rating. If you look at the replay there on the screen of I Am Me,
mm.
2 weeks ago in the Sangster, she really buckles at the start and comes down hard and then quickly regathers, and she's got amazing early pace. She's also a horse that likes it tough. She ran third in Caulfield on pace, or second at Caulfield on a really, really fast pace. She can go hard. She's got a tendency to pull as well unless she does go hard. So mm-hmm. I'd be really interested to see what happened if they let I Am Me lead by three or four lengths.
Ooh, okay.
I'd be interested. I'm not saying she'd win, but I'd be interested to see what happened. Let's get on to Johnny. Johnny Rocker. We saw Johnny run a really peak rating, and that's the peak rating against Imperatrix two starts ago. Then went to the TJ in Sydney at Randwick, got beaten only a couple of lengths on a heavy eight, which didn't suit him at all. Those two races are incredibly high standard races, the TJ and behind Imperatrix. So you could argue coming back in class. You could also argue that Johnny was incredibly unsuited on that heavy eight. Sort of crowded for room as well. Barrier 12, I would be pressing forward and trying to sit fourth or fifth and getting in and not getting too far back.
Mm-hmm.
I think the horses that are going to settle in the back half of the field in the Goodwood will really struggle. I'm really, really confident about this race. I'm betting up. I Am Me, Johnny Rocker, both official Saturday Set tips.
Wow. Very, very good. And just before I throw to the fizzer, of course, you can see up on your screen there, AI is free to all members on Saturday. So remember that. Just have to be a bronze member or better and you get AI across this great punning nation of ours or every venue. Fizzo, welcome in, mate.
G'day, boys. How are you?
Very good, mate. Why don't we just get straight into it with you. The Goodwood, what did you make of it?
Yeah, King's confidence is very good and very high. I like it, King. I'm with race 8, number 15, Oscar's Fortune. I think Pike goes straight to the front with Oscar with no weight. I think it's going to be extremely hard to run down. I think it's a great each-way play at about $6.
Okay.
My other dangers were Johnny Rocker, second pick. Great chance, like King said, probably wasn't suited with a heavy. Coming out of probably better class races, these are all evenly matched horses other than maybe it's got that little bit more X factor in the fact that it's run behind probably stronger Group 1 horses, I thought. They were my two and was happy to stay out of Amelia's Jewel.
I do agree with you about Oscar. I think he's the danger.
Cool.
Just because there's not a lot of early pace if he leads, could be, especially if it's a leader's track. The rail is out 4 metres, and we saw last meeting at Morpheville, they were starting to get off the fence a little bit,
mm-hmm.
which I mean the straight got about four off the fence as well. And it's very hard to be on pace and getting off the fence and do it at both ends as well. So how the track plays is obviously very crucial.
Cool. All right, we're going to move to Morpheville Race 5. The Centauria Stakes. Now, the reason I chose this race out as a feature race is we've got See What I See, undefeated, actually equal favourite for the Caulfield Cup. A Danny O'Brien mare comes into this race, as you can see up there, very short price favourite. We can see the AI screen up there. Kings, what did you make of this race?
Well, there's two clear chances, Sione and See What I See. I've got bullet ratings 102 on Sione and 93 on See What I See. I have got Sione higher. Then See What I See. The price is factored into that. Going to 2,000 metres for the first time, Sione is improving. 1,200, 1,400, 1,600, this prep, and keeps going through and improving his ratings. The weight worries me, 59.5 though. I am backing Sione, but I'm not super confident at all. Mm-hmm. I thought, see what I see. Really interested to see how he goes. Favourite for the Caulfield Cup.
Yeah, equal favourite.
Wow.
Yeah. Long way to go. Danny O'Brien's shut that all down and said, let's just worry about this Saturday.
Barrier
her rating's a long way off Caulfield Cup level, but yeah.
Barrier 12 worries me a bit with the favourite. I thought he's too short at $1.90. Matt, there's a lot of pace drawn inside. Small bet for me on the one, but with no confidence. Fizz.
I've got it. Top pick, see what I see. But like I wrote Tricky Matt there as well. Don't know where it gets to from barrier 12. It's consistently going up in class, which you don't know what'll happen when that happens. You know, like they've got to do it up against probably better class of horse than what it ran around. I have Sione second pick, like Kings, but it ran off a slow speed last start. It goes to 2,000 for the first time, which is 1,600 to 2,000. Big question mark. I had a couple other horses that were next, not too far from them, which was number 7, Riva Port, and number 5, Silent Sorrente. They both ran behind Sione last start, and they ran well, and the 2,000 probably suits those two horses better than Sione, I think.
Okay, very good. We're going to have a lot more tips at Morpheville, but just we're going to keep rolling with the feature races. I mean, you go to Caulfield, and as usual, the Melbourne Racing Club have free tickets for you legends out there to Caulfield on Saturday. Go to the link in the description. You can get full general admission passes there for Members Day out at Caulfield. The feature race I pulled out was Race 8. It's a benchmark 100 over 1,400 metres. A lot of horses in this race which are maybe thinking about heading up to Brisbane or just coming back from injuries, different things. Very high quality field. What did you make of it?
Firstly, the rail is back in the Truett Caulfield. We saw last time last week, wasn't it?
Mm.
The rail was out 7 or 8 metres and the track did play a little bit differently there where it was harder to lead. So this race, there's a heap of pace. Gentleman Roy, I am very interested in, but has to get across, hasn't raced for nearly a year, has to get across from a wide alley, which may struggle to do. Is the best horse in the race, but does have a lot of weight. I just want to see, how the track's playing. And I also want to see if there's any money for Gentleman Roy, but I'm definitely interested in Gentleman Roy.
Mm-hmm.
I think there'll be a lot of money for Devoted,
mm-hmm.
who is down in the weights. Barrier 1 is going to sit a bit closer, 5 wins from 15 starts. So he's one of the more lightly raced horses in the market. And first up was a complete forgive run. So I thought that Devoted would be the best backed. I could have something on early on Devoted. And then when Gentleman Roy is out, have something on him.
Fitz? Okay, Fizz.
I've got a Saturday set tip in this race.
Hey!
And it ain't one of those, unfortunately. But race 8, number 11, Shock 'Em Over. First up here, it's going to get back to last. And it's a pretty ballsy thing trying to back a horse at Caulfield, getting back to last.
There is a lot of pace, though.
There is a lot of speed in the race. And I did look at the past meeting there when the rail was true. And later on in the day, the horses that won actually came from 5 and 6 lengths off the leaders. So I'm hoping that pattern sort of replicates itself again here. So I'm on Shock 'Em Over. I'm not going to back it early because I think I might get a bigger price. But looks decent odds, and it's a very talented horse, I reckon. It's on the way up.
Excellent, thank you. Okay, we're going to move to the Sunshine Coast, the Hollandale Stakes meeting. It should have been at Gold Coast, but their $63 million track upgrade has not gone very well, and they're pretty car. So they've moved to the... No, it isn't very good. They've moved to the Sunshine Coast. 1,800-metre race has been won by Annabelle and Zaki the last 3 years. That's three, I can't count. And Annabelle's got 4 horses in this year, but there's a lot of other good horses as well. What did you make of the race?
Well, it's wet up there, yeah?
Yes.
How wet, Fitz?
Gonna stay wet, I think.
Heavy 8, 9, 10.
Everything I heard them talk about on the TV yesterday said that they think it'll stay heavy.
Scary, scary. I don't like the race at all. I'm not going to really waste words on it because I've got nothing to say except for La Donde V is good value at about 20 to 1. Hasn't raced since October of 2022. So if there's any money for that horse, I'm definitely going to be having something on. But over to you, Fizz.
Yeah, I just read I got no edge in a race like this. There's half the field's first up 1,800. The two favourites, Weta and Kovalika, are both horses that get back and they look like they'll map last. I don't know if that's a recipe for winning on Sunshine Coast where they come down the centre of the track. Long straight, yes, but generally what I remember of the Sunny Coast, they don't fly from last very often. So for me, I've actually got Ladonna V top pick as well from New
Marion.
Whoa! From New Marion and Huta. I meant Huerta. They're all – look, it's a no-bet race for me. It's a very hard race. Mm.
Yeah. Outside of that, there's some huge fields at the Sunshine Coast on there Saturday. Are. And I would love AI in that situation. You know, you can get there and you can get some fantastic prices about horses. Good horses going around 15, 20 to 1. Use AI to help you look for market indicators. It's a lot of fun, those big fields, and just trying to jag.
I love big fields.
You only have to get one or two roughies, you know, $15 or more home, and you have a really good day. And AI is a great way to try and sort out the better
big
ones.
Big fields on big tracks. And I have got an official Saturday set tip later at the Sunshine Coast.
Well, you know what? I'm going to stay with you, and it is time for your official Saturday set.
Well, I've got two in the Goodwood, which I have already gone through. Now we're going to stay at Morpheville. Let's go to race two, number 13. Santelma Fuego. It's had 60-odd starts and is $34. I want a stake to win 200 in the win and 200 in the place.
Whoa!
33 to 1. We don't see that very often where I tip a roughie. No. Reasons being, loves coming back in distance, is fitter, and is on a seven-day backup. So all this horse's runs, peak performances, have been when it drops back 200 metres or more in distance. So I'm expecting some Santelmo Fuego to run a place.
Very good.
Let's go to Morpheville, race six. This is $19 as well.
Oh!
Morpheville, race six, number two, Wonderful Tonight, which came over from New Zealand, had one run in the Sangster, got beat five lengths, but was 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10 wide the whole way. This race is a lot easier. Barrier 12, a lot of early pace, can punch forward. I think it's a terrific price at $19. And then my fifth Saturday set tip for Saturday.
So much value for the punters.
There's so much value. There's so much. Sunshine Coast, race nine, number eight, Economics. Economics. Nisham to Kendrick has been gelded, has won a trial, loves the wet. Barrier 18, down the middle like we talked about. The last race of the day, everyone will be going nuts when Economics gets a price. But I will say one thing, which I've been burnt taking early prices about first up horses. I'm going to wait and be very patient. The rest dive into, but first up are happy to bet best of three totes and SP on Economics, just in case.
Very good. Fizz, your official Saturday set tip, please.
Well, I better start at the Sunny Coast. Race nine, number eight, Economics.
Whoa!
There we go. We're doubling up. It's the 1,000-metre bat out of hell, and I think Economics will push forward. I loved its trial on the heavy, and I think it'll be hard to beat. We'll go back to Morpheville. Race one, number five, horse called Kinetic Jewel. Comes into it off a trial behind Aviatress, which is running around in a decent race on the weekend, which won for us first up. Looks well suited, sit behind the speed, give us a good run at about the 480 mark. And then I'm going against Kings in race two, but he can have a place. If mine wins, I'll be happy. Race two, number 15, it's called Seeking Stardom. Another horse on a seven-day backup, but three-year-old on the seven-day backup. And we know that the younger horses don't do it as well, the backup, very often. So I'm hoping this this trend gets bucked in this case. Mm-hmm. But I think it's a really good class drop from its last few. It's run in all the great three-year-old races leading up to this, and now it's gone back and it's got to beat the older horses, which they sometimes can do and sometimes they can't, but I'm pretty keen on it this weekend. And then we've talked about Shock 'Em Over, and then what else have I got? That could be it. That's it.
Okay.
Sensational.
Yeah.
This episode is brought to you by our good friends at Ladbrokes. Join Ladbrokes today and support the show by using the code GALLOP. Take on the fun this autumn carnival with the Ladbrokes app. Loaded with the best racing features, including bet ticker, so you can see where the big bets land, yard comments to give you the on-course insights straight from the parade ring, and black book so you can add your favourite runners and get notified before they race. So take on the fun and Ladbroker during the autumn.
You win some, you lose more. For free and confidential support, call the number on the screen or visit the website.
It's time for the A set, and I will read it out diligently like I do every week. We start with Dream Team Caulfield, race two, number six. He's beset. Liked what he did last time in twice against Jimmy Starr. The blinkers applied today indicates the stable want him to settle closer to the speed in an average tempo race. We move to Dan O. Sunshine Coast, race 5, number 14, Mullane. He brings a strong last start rating from his win at Eagle Farm. Likes it wet and, most important, is hard fit. Whereas his main market dangers are first up. That could be a telling factor in what will be heavy track conditions. He's great value bet at a nice price. And Chris Camilleri to round it out. Caulfield, race 9, number 6, Frigid. Dominant winner at Mornington last start, running right through the line late. Strips fitter now. And staying at the 1,600 metres is ideal. Where do we move to now? We move to RI Staking Plan. It's up there on the screen. I got a little bit too confident last week. Actually produced a small losing set. But I'll be back
this
week.
Not like you to
mock
yourself.
No, that's right. Back in my box. But please follow along this week. I'm confident as always. Quaddy. Quaddy's up there. The King Zone has come in and said, hey, listen, I need to take control of this because you boys are not delivering a quaddy at the level that is
we need to tip a quaddy.
Befitting of Wolf Den. So this is the King Zone's quaddy. It was the very first thing he did this morning after he had his cornflakes. It's true, right?
It is true.
Yeah.
It is.
And so there it is on the screen. Play along if you want. Let's move along to accountability time, the return on investment. How's it going? Well, the King Zone and the Fizz are doing nicely. The A-team are falling behind and they have acknowledged it. They're not happy. They're disappointed where they're at.
They'll be right.
They've had a talk amongst themselves and they are going to do better. And then RI, I think I was up 20 units last week. I'm only up 17 units because I got a bit full of myself.
Still good.
Still good. Still fantastic. So we're hanging in there and we're providing a bit of value for all of you out there, which means the world to us. And we're just going to keep on doing it. Earlier you talked about I Am Me. Uncle Mal and I on Monday, we went to Yarrowman Park Stud. So I Am Me is by I Am Invincible. I Am Invincible is one of the best stallions in Australia.
Certainly is.
We went out to Yarrowman Park and had an awesome day out there having a look at I Am Invincible and a lot of his horses. We really enjoy that. You can see it up on the screen. We're going to pull the content together and put a vlog out about that next week. Merch, the hats, you can buy them.
I've got my lucky hat back
officially,
on.
You can go and buy these. Yeah, good. You can go and buy these hats. $20. Best value hat in the game.
$20.
They're rip-offs basically of New Era. They're designed exactly like that. Nice and big. They fit your head. They feel great. They look great. $20. Go and buy one. I think you've got to pay $10 for postage, so you may as well buy a t-shirt at the same time. They're $30. Our jumpers are $50. We've got a whole lot of winter merch coming as well. Best merch in the game. We don't make any money off it. All we do is to try and provide it to you guys at cost so you can wear it, punt well, be comfortable, and support our brand. That is about it. I talked about free AI on Saturday for members. It's also free on Friday night as well.
Cranbourne, yeah.
Great value. And so that's about it. And every week I try to sort of G you up a bit, get you excited for the weekend's racing. Last time I got Rick McIntosh to do that at the Bull. Actually got a few comments from the punters out there. Said, great work. Love listening to Rick call the Bull. This week, do you know what we're going to do, Kings? And you haven't seen this either yet.
No, what are we doing?
So there's a movie called A Horse Called Winx. I think that's what it's called. It's a movie about Winx. It's going to be in the cinemas and everything. The trailer hit YouTube. I've got it and we're going to watch it now. I'm going to let all of you at home watch it as well. It'll get you fired up. It looks like a fun movie. And most importantly, it'll get you excited for the weekend's racing, which is what this show is all about. Thanks for the support. See you on the den over the weekend. And up the den.
There is just not one place you can find a spot now. Everyone is crammed in for a magic couple of moments.
Millions of people are tuning in around the world.
An Australian icon, the greatest of all time. Winx, 33 in a row.
And it was just the three of us. Chris, myself, and the amazing Winx.
So fairy tale's only a few days away.
It was about managing the fairy tale.
I wouldn't even watch her going into the barriers. She was a time bomb.
No. Winx is last. She'll have to come past the 17 of them.
But she gave us a massive fright.
I wanted it to be remembered for the right reason, not ever for being beaten after all that time. Where was the red line and when did she break? I don't know if I can do it anymore.
If we didn't do the surgery, she was not going to survive.
Something happened to her.
Away she goes, the champ! She's really become the people's horse.
She had the will to win, but she also had the will to live.